Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, we'll read verses 17 through 20 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 20. Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 20, and again we'll read this passage responsively. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And let's pray. Father, you've been so good to us. Lord, our church is a busy place for you. Lord, I believe it's a place that you enjoy being. It's obvious because your presence is here, service after service after service. And yet we still stand before you needy. Holy Spirit of God, do your work through us this week. The nation comes to us. We have a chance to influence the nation for you, the world, other nations. God, I pray that you'd use our preacher, use our church, and use us, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. This evening, the sermon is called Leaders That Are Hard to Follow. Earlier, we read from Matthew chapter 4. The story is Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers. They were fishing. Peter and Andrew were there. They were fishermen by trade, and Jesus wanted these men to follow him. And he simply talked to them. He talked to them in their language, in a language that they could understand. He said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, that wasn't hard. Wasn't hard at all. Simple, easy to understand leadership. In verse number 20, it says, "And they followed him." So, you know, they both followed him for the rest of their lives. Well, it's not a matter that they did not have a bump here and there, but they both landed on their feet after every bump and they kept following him. They were loyal. They were productive. They were obedient and they followed him to the end. See, Jesus's leadership was followable. Later on, you find out, we read earlier from Matthew chapter 4. You get later into the book of Matthew. It says in Matthew 11:29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Hey, that sounds good. Once again, Jesus is referring to his leadership and his expectation of the follower. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, he said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There, Jesus again is talking about his leadership. Now, there is a yoke, but he said, "My yoke is easy." There is a burden. He said, "But my burden is light." Jesus was a leader, and his followers enjoyed following him. We were singing earlier. We sang, "The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows." Listen, that we do have challenges in life, and we do have burdens in life. But I'll tell you something, folks. Sweeter gets the journey every day. I enjoy serving Jesus. My God's a good God. My Jesus is a good leader. I enjoy following Jesus. You know, Jesus was a leader, and the followers enjoyed following him. And if they didn't, it was their fault, not his. He was the epitome of what balanced leadership was. I call the sermon "Leaders Who Are Hard to Follow." Now, not impossible to follow, but leaders who are hard to follow. You leaders, listen to me tonight. And all of us ought to stop and realize something. Everybody here is leading somebody. You say, "I've not been assigned any position of leadership." Yo, you're a leader to somebody. You need to understand that those of you that are 12th graders, you've got 11th graders following you. And those of you that are 11th graders have 10th graders following you. Those of you that are 10th graders have 9th graders following you. You go all the way down. Those of you that are pre-K 4, you have pre-K 3 students following you. Those of you that are pre-K 3, the blondes in our church are somewhere back there following you. Everybody here, everybody has somebody that's looking up to them, and everybody here has somebody that is following them. You dads, let me ask you a question. Are you hard to follow? You moms, are you hard to follow? Hey, bus captain, are you hard to follow? Assistant pastor, are you hard to follow? Sunday school teacher, are you hard to follow? Business owner, are you hard to follow? Hey, teacher, are you hard to follow? Coach, are you hard? Are you a hard person to follow? And it doesn't mean a coach can't push us for our best, but the question is, are you hard to follow? Are you an administrator that's hard to follow? Are you a ministry director, a nursery director? Are you a grounds leader that's hard to follow? Do you lead a crew of ladies in decorating? Or are you one of those that lead our Hearts for Missions Connection, but you're hard to follow? Now, folks, I've been in situations where I sincerely and humbly wanted to follow my leader, but they made it hard. They made it hard. Now, I followed anyway, and let me say this. What I'm about to say does not relinquish the follower's duty to follow. You should follow right, even if the leader does not lead right. But I'm not giving you a free pass for anarchy. I'm not saying, well, if they're hard to follow, don't follow. No, you ought to do what's right no matter what everybody else does. But are you hard to follow? Hey, the question is, are you hard to follow? Husband, are you hard to follow? Not in your opinion. How about in your followers' opinion? How about in God's opinion? You say, using who as a standard? Jesus. He's always our standard. Jesus is always our standard. So the question is, are you a hard leader to follow? Now, I will be extremely practical tonight. I'm going to make some statements, a few comments about them, but I want to talk. Boy, is our church full of leadership. I mean, it's everywhere. Boy, we have a conference and you've got people directing here and directing there. You don't have to be in this church for long. You watch how people carry them. You say, this is just a confident church and a church full of leaders. And thank God for it. But let me tell you something, leaders. There is a propriety in your behavior as a leader. And we all ought to want to practice that propriety. And so tonight, the sermon, leaders that are hard to follow. Let me say number one, mean leaders are hard to follow. Mean. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 15 says, and the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled. Folks, you know, as a leader, you're not supposed to be mean. There's a difference in being strong and being mean. You can be a strong leader without being mean to people. The Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. You're to be kind to people and tender-hearted toward people. You don't get the idea that because you're a leader, you ought to be mean. You can be a strong leader and have compassion and tenderness about you. You say, well, I'm going to stand for what's right. You know, you can stand for what's right and be strong, but you don't have to be a jerk. And so mean leaders are hard to follow. Are you a rude leader? Are you hateful in your leadership? And again, there's a difference, folks, in fear and respect. I think people ought to have respect for leadership, but they should not fear your curt behavior and your rudeness. They should not fear that in you. Now, there might be people that have a respect for you because they admire you, and maybe even that they respect the truth that you will give them. But folks, they should not fear you because you're mean or you're curt or you're rude. And so let me say, if you're a mean leader, you will be hard to follow. God is not a mean leader. God is a good leader. God is a loving leader. That doesn't mean there's not discipline. I even believe when God disciplines us, He loves us. And so I believe that mean leadership, I don't know about you, that's hard to follow. I've had a few mean leaders in life, and I just didn't want to be around them. It took everything I had to be around them. So be strong, but you don't have to be mean. So mean leaders are hard to follow, number two. Unpredictable leaders are hard to follow. Unpredictable leaders are hard to follow. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded. In other words, you don't know which way they're going to go. Could go this way, could go that way. And I'm not saying they're doing anything bad necessarily. If you're about to do a good thing, but you can't figure out which way you're going to go to get it done, it's awful hard to follow. You've got to be, listen, leaders, you've got to be readable. A leader needs to be readable. I believe this. A leader should develop a readable rhythm in their leadership. And after a while, people see the rhythm in their leadership. People say, you know what? I can get in line. I see what he wants. I see what she wants. I see where this thing's going. It's a whole lot easier to follow someone if you can read their leadership. You need to be readable. So the follower can get into that rhythm, and we're not always bumping up against each other. And hey, look, sporadic leadership is weak leadership. Leadership off the cuff, that's weak leadership. So it's hard to follow an unpredictable leader. Become predictable leader. And it's hard to follow a mean leader. Thirdly, may I say, unorganized leaders are hard to follow. Unorganized leaders are hard to follow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, it says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." People can't follow your plan if you don't have one. I said, people can't follow your plan if you don't have one. And just so you know, everything God ever did, He had a plan. And He wrote it down. God's easy to follow because we know His plan. He's predictable. We know what He wants of us. And if you want to be a good leader, you're going to have to get yourself organized. You've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. No person has ever exceeded no person in their success has ever exceeded their ability to organize or to find somebody to organize for them. You can throw it together and have a limited amount of success off of a little bit of extra energy for a moment, but sooner or later you're going to have to learn how to organize. And that's true in your business, that's true in the church. People can't follow you if you don't have a plan. Hey, and those of you that are leaders, leaders don't organize with the people as much as they organize for the people. Now, I'm for brainstorming and all that. But somehow a leader's got to have a bit of a plan, and he's got to come into the meetings and into the times of instruction with a plan. Organization means this. You know, organization means less confusion. You know, organization means less mistakes. Did you know organization means less failure? Did you know organization means less hurt? You know that organization means less waste. People have a hard time following a leader that's going to let them waste, let them fail, let them hurt, let them make mistakes and cause confusion. It's hard to follow a leader that you say, well, if I follow him, we're probably going to fail. Well, one of the reasons why people fail so much is they don't have a plan. They don't have an organization. And so if you want to be a good leader, you got to get yourself organized. So what are we talking about? Leaders that are hard to follow. It's hard to follow a leader that's mean. It's hard to follow a leader that's unpredictable. It's hard to follow a leader that is unorganized. Thirdly, let me say, leaders that are not going anywhere are pretty hard to follow. Leaders that are not going anywhere are hard to follow. Let me read to you from Joshua chapter 14, verse number 12, a verse about Caleb. It says, "Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in the day that how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." I love it. Caleb said, "Now therefore, give me this mountain." In that passage of scripture, Caleb was 85 years of age, and he said, "I want that mountain." Can you picture an 85-year-old gray-haired man with a cane, and he said, "Give me that mountain right there." I'm going to picture a whole bunch of young people standing around saying, "I'm going with that fellow right there. He's going somewhere. He's got a plan. He plans to get something done." Now, folks, lead, follow, or get out of the way, but if you're going to be a leader, you got to go somewhere. You can't follow someone that's not moving. Y'all got to stand still together. But if they are going to follow, you must lead, and that means you're out in front. Leaders with no goals are pretty hard to follow. Leaders with no dreams are hard to follow. Hey, leaders create momentum. And you won't understand that completely, but some of you might grasp it. Leaders create momentum. Hey, you know what we have going at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church? Momentum. Not 3 weeks of it. We have momentum. This thing's rolling. You might want to be careful. She's rolling. And leaders create momentum. They help their organizations create momentum. They get that motion going. They push ahead. And so, look, folks, leaders that are not going anywhere are very hard to follow. So, I said mean leaders are hard to follow. I said unpredictable leaders are hard to follow. I said unorganized leaders are hard to follow. I said leaders that are not going anywhere are hard to follow. Then, leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. Leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. Genesis 49, verse number 4, it says, unstable as water, thou shalt not thou art as unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Leaders that are always changing do not excel. Now, hey, as a leader, don't be a scatterbrain leader. Work pretty hard at getting things about as close as what they can be to what's right. Lock into it and don't be changing it all the time. If you're a leader and you're just changing things all the time on people, that creates an insecurity among people. I hate prominent leadership change because of the insecurity it creates in people. We have got to make sure that as leaders, we're not changing all the time. People need security. Constant change breeds insecurity. A man who is constantly changing jobs is creating insecurity in his family. A family that's constantly changing homes, it creates insecurity in that family. A church is just constantly changing things. I mean, one day they believe the King James Bible, next day they don't. One day they believe in the bus ministry, next day they don't. Folks, that's not gonna create security. Don't change your winning lineup. Once we figure out what's right, let's stick with it. You say, well, shouldn't we do any changing? Absolutely. Same old, just more of it. We don't need to rewrite the Bible. We need to reread it. We don't need to change that. We just need more of it. We don't need to change. Hey, we don't need to change our old time belief and house to house, soul winning and door knocking. We just need more of it. Dad, there's a new wave across the country where they want you to go around and not soul win, but they want you to take a survey. Have a religious conversation with people, but don't present Jesus. Religious conversations don't save people. The gospel saves people. And we're not going to change what we believe about soul winning. And we're not going to change what we believe about the bus ministry. And we're not going to change what we believe about the Bible. Folks, there is insecurity when people go around changing what's already succeeding. So leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. This church believed in Sunday school before I got here. We just have more of it. This church believed in bus routes before I got here. We just have more of it. This church believed in soul winning before I got here. We just have more of it. The change ought to be the multiplication of what's already right. Not changing the philosophy, and whatever you do, don't be tinkering with the doctrine. We don't need any change in doctrine. We need the old time way. That's all we need. We don't need to apologize for altar calls. We don't need to apologize for salvation by grace through faith. The security of the believers in the Bible, and we're going to stay security as we're going to stay secure as believers. So, you see, leaders who are always changing, they're hard to follow. The Bible says, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. God knows America is looking for leadership that's rooted in the same old truths that's not changing. That's what they need. And then, let me say, number six, leaders that are procrastinators are hard to follow. Leaders that are procrastinators are hard to follow. Bible says in Proverbs 3:28, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee when thou hast it by thee. It's talking about somebody putting something off here. We're not to put things off. Procrastination on the leader's part does not constitute an emergency on the follower's part. You have to understand something. You put it off as a leader and put it off as a leader and then put it off as a leader. And at the last moment, expect all the followers to loyally follow as your scatterbrained last moment plan is pulled off. They may do it if they love you, but they're not going to do it forever for you. They're going to get tired of you putting everything off to the last minute. Procrastination is not good leadership. I am so excited. The clock says it's 7 o'clock. Seems like I've only been preaching a minute or two here. Wow, God's good. I prayed earlier that God would make the sun stand still. He did. Leaders that are procrastinators are hard to follow. Leaders who suddenly have last minute expectations of followers can be hard to follow. Now, I'm not telling you that we should not chip in when the leader at the last moment puts something upon us. We ought to chip in. See, we ought to be good followers even if the leader has some lack in their leadership. But leaders, let me tell you something. It's awful hard to follow someone that waits until the last minute for everything. It's very hard to follow. If you had gone through the meetings I've had in the last two or three days, even with our old PAS conference, we went through the entire 3-day schedule. We found a few bumps of some things that maybe needed to be changed so it could be improved. But I told them in. I said, I think we'll wait till next year. Because if I change that right now, there are people who have already set some things up, and I feel like I would hurt the follower by changing it right now. I can wait a year. We'll fix it up a little later. I want them to appreciate the leadership that's provided for them. If you all know what goes on around here, we don't run by the seat of our britches on anything. On anything. Why? I believe the work of God is the greatest work in the world, and it ought to be done right. And for it to be done right, we can't be procrastinators. Real leaders think ahead for the follower's sake. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to lead my people in such a way that as we do things together, they're not hurt, they're not embarrassed, we don't fail any more than what we have to fail. What does that take? Well, it's going to take organization. It's going to take the absence of procrastination if we're going to do that. But leaders are not procrastinating everything all the time. So, leaders that are hard to follow. Who's hard to follow? Mean leaders are hard to follow. Who's hard to follow? Unpredictable leaders, double-minded leaders. Who's hard to follow? Unorganized leaders. Who's hard to follow? Leaders that are not going anywhere. It's hard to follow someone that's not going anywhere. Leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. Leaders who are procrastinators are hard to follow. Leaders who don't lead are hard to follow. And this is a little different than not going anywhere. Leaders who don't lead are hard to follow. Isaiah 55, verse number 4, it says, "Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people." A leader gives direction. A leader gives commands. Listen, I'll try to qualify these statements as I make them. Hey, Sunday school teacher, when you get up in Sunday school class and every single week you say, "Okay, everybody, what do you want to sing?" Well, how about you plan something you think they ought to sing? You just put it off and you're hoping somebody will give you something to sing. You notice that Brother Nash didn't get up here every church service and say, "Well, choir, what do you want to sing?" Yeah, it's a kind of disorganization I like. I don't mind some of that. I don't mind a little impromptu. I don't mind that, but some of you live your life that way. Husband, let me give you a little hint on a date. Instead of every time you go out, say, "Well, what do you want to do tonight? Where you want to go? How about you plan something for her?" Yes. Teacher in class, you plan the class. Phys ed teachers, plan the class. It's not we all get together. What do you want to play today? Well, there's more to it than that. Phys ed is not just a playtime. It's a class. Have a purpose. Have a plan. Lead by example. Folks, leadership is a quality, not just a position. There are people in here, you don't have a position of leadership, but you possess the quality of leadership. Leadership is the ability to instill in the heart of the follower a desire to follow. You can't make people follow you. And if you do, they may follow you on the outside, but that doesn't mean they're following you on the inside, and rebellion is sure sooner or later. I follow Jesus not because I'm scared to death of him, though I fear him. I follow Jesus because I know he loves me and I like following him. You must learn to lead if you're going to lead. That means leaders. Hey, you got to step up. You got to step up. You got to commit. You got to take a chance. But get out there in front and lead. And so I said mean leaders are hard to follow. I said unpredictable leaders are hard to follow. I said unorganized leaders are hard to follow. I said leaders that are not going anywhere are hard to follow. I said leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. Leaders who are procrastinators are hard to follow. Leaders that don't lead are hard to follow. Then, leaders who are disloyal are hard to follow. Leaders who are disloyal are hard to follow. Genesis chapter 3, verse number 12, it says, "The woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree." Let me remind you of the story. Adam and Eve have taken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God comes along and says, "Adam, you got yourself in a mess. What's going on here?" Adam immediately copped out and said, "Well, it's my wife. It's my wife. She gave me of that tree." I've got news for you, Adam. You took of the tree of your own free choosing. Do you think that Eve felt betrayed? I mean, there is Adam talking to God. God saying, "What you up to, Adam?" Said, "That's a woman." Then he even blamed God. "That's a woman you gave me." What a wimp. Do you think that Adam and Eve had a discussion that night? Think she felt safe and protected? The Bible says that she was deceived, but he was not. So God found her, God found him more responsible for the error than her. Right. Can I tell y'all something? Leadership is not just to be practiced from the follower toward the leader. Leadership is to be practiced from the leader toward the follower. Leaders that want loyalty from followers ought to learn how to give loyalty to followers. And leaders that are disloyal are going to be hard to follow. And the basic belief of loyalty around anybody is, hey, if you're the follower, be loyal. If you're the follower, be loyal. If you're the follower, be loyal. If you're an assistant pastor, be loyal. And I believe that. But you just ask any of my assistant pastors. I'm loyal to them. And a wife is to be loyal to her husband. But wait a minute. The husband to be loyal to the wife. And I'll guarantee you something. Hey, look, you and I are to be loyal to Jesus Christ and God. But I've got news for you. He is loyal to you. You say, how loyal? No matter what you do, he won't take your salvation away from you. That's a pretty big chunk of loyalty, if you ask me. Leader, if you want loyalty, then be loyal. Disloyal leaders are hard to follow. Let me tell you something. Your followers see you disloyal to other leaders. You're cutting your own throat. You're cutting your own throat. Leaders who are disloyal are hard to follow. And then finally, don't let that "finally" word there trip you up. Finally, in my vocabulary, means get the people to relax while you take another 20 minutes. And finally, leaders who are in the flesh are hard to follow. If you've ever had a bump with me, I was probably in the flesh at the moment you had it. And you're probably shocked that we had it. But when we're in the flesh, we're hard to get along with. Galatians 5:25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Leaders, are you filled with the Holy Spirit of God? Your flesh will dilute your leadership. Dad, raise your children in the power of the Holy Ghost. Moms, raise your children in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We are about to have a conference. I think the biggest and the best that we've ever had. I think God is going to move in a supernatural way. He's fought us hard enough in the last few weeks. The devil's fought us hard enough in the last few weeks. I'd be shocked if God didn't take us to new heights around here. But I'm going to tell you all something. We ought to make sure that the next 3 days, all the leadership around here, whether it's meals, nurseries, whatever it is, let's do it all in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let's do it all with His guidance. You see, the Holy Spirit of God can make you followable. Followable. Hey, and the meaner you are and the harder you are to get along with, the more of the Holy Spirit you need. You better walk with Him a little extra so He can help keep you under control. And so, the sermon is called "Leaders That Are Hard to follow. I'll repeat the points and we'll be done. Mean leaders are hard to follow. Unpredictable leaders are hard to follow. Unorganized leaders are hard to follow. Leaders that are not going anywhere are hard to follow. Leaders who are always changing are hard to follow. Leaders that are procrastinators are hard to follow. Leaders that don't lead are hard to follow. Leaders who are disloyal are hard to follow. And leaders who are in the flesh are hard to follow. Jesus said, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. They followed for the rest of their life. Wasn't real complicated. He just did what was right as a leader, and they did what was right as followers. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. There are leaders at all levels in this church that ought to spend a moment on your knees tonight and say, oh God, please help me. Help me to follow that instruction. Help me to abide by those instructions. I don't want to be hard to follow. The reason why some of you are minimized in your accomplishment, in your ministries, and in what you're doing is because you're hard to follow. You're hard to follow. And remember, I'm not talking about there's nothing wrong with strength. You ought to be strong, but you shouldn't be mean strong. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We want to invite you to the Savior. Is there anybody here that would say, preacher, I'm not saved tonight. I'm not saved. I need to be born again. And you raise your hand and say, pray for me, preacher. I'm not saved. I need to be saved. Anyone like that? God bless you. I see that hand. If you need the altar and you're unsaved, you come tonight. The men that are sitting on the platform will step off the platform. They'll be standing down front at the end of each aisle. If you need to be saved, you walk up to them. Somebody needs to rededicate their life. You come. Somebody maybe needs to make public your salvation or be baptized. You come. Let the men, let the pastors know that are standing down front. I believe this, though. I believe there are leaders at all levels around this church that need to push the reset button and be a leader like Jesus. Don't be hard to follow. Don't be hard to follow. I ask the instrumentalists to begin to...